Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2703. Why paying off the mortgage early may be a mistake, by Len Penzo of LenPenzo.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to get right to it as we optimize your life. Why paying off the mortgage early may be a big mistake, by Len Penzo of LenPenzo.com. Should you pay off the mortgage early? That question is, without any doubt, the most popular question posed by my readers. And sure enough, the other day I received this note from Lauren regarding the wisdom of paying down the mortgage early. Quote, Len, we've been working to pay off our mortgage ASAP, but inflation has us wondering if we should continue to do that. Do you think it's better to divert some of our extra mortgage payments to buy precious metals? End quote. There's always a passionate debate between those who believe paying off the mortgage early is a no-brainer and folks like me who think it's better to put your money elsewhere. Ultimately, you'll need to make your own decision, but here's why I'm not paying off my mortgage early. For many years, I was a huge proponent of early mortgage retirement. So much so that between 1997 and 2009, I made approximately $80,000 in additional mortgage principal payments to my lender. But during the spring of 2009, it became apparent to me that the Federal Reserve was no longer committed to protecting the value of the US dollar. So I began to waver on the wisdom of the early mortgage payoff philosophy. Soon after, I became absolutely convinced that paying off my mortgage was no longer in my best interest, because the risk of high inflation, if not an outright US dollar collapse, had become extremely likely. And loan values are essentially inflated away in the presence of a collapsing currency. Inflation and the fixed rate mortgage. In his book, When Money Dies, Adam Ferguson chronicles life in Germany during the collapse of the mark between 1919 and 1923. Germany's currency declined so quickly relative to gold and silver as the inflation rate increased, slowly at first, but then very rapidly. As inflation surged, rent control became widespread in Germany. In case you're wondering, rent control is very common during hyperinflation events because it helps reduce the risk of civil unrest. As for those who had a mortgage, Ferguson writes, quote, mortgage payments became no more than a nominal burden to homeowners, a consideration which dismayed the mortgage banks, end quote. This was for good reason. Fixed-rate mortgage holders were quickly learning that hyperinflation was truly a debtor's best friend. As Ferguson notes, quote, one woman went to stay in the country and asked her host bluntly what they were doing with all the money they were squeezing out of the townspeople. They replied candidly that they were paying off their mortgages, end quote. By September 1922, inflation was completely out of control, thoroughly decimating the purchasing power of the collapsing mark. So much so that Germans with fixed-rate mortgages were paying off their home loans with a week's wages. Financially savvy Germans who were able to secure loans during the hyperinflation were even more fortunate, as Ferguson explains here. Quote, in February 1922, with a loan from a friendly banker, a farmer bought an estate neighboring his own property for approximately $371,000 in 2023 dollars. He paid the debt in the autumn with the sale of less than half of the crop of one of his potato fields, end quote. Of course, this was possible because as the mark became less valuable over time, the portion of currency that households allocated to shelter, food, heating, and electricity shifted. Before debasement of the mark began in 1913, household expenditures for shelter and food were essentially equal. However, as inflation got worse, the amount of household income required to keep a roof over one's head became trivial. By 1923, renters and fixed-rate mortgage holders were putting just 0.2% of their income towards shelter. In order to benefit from paying off your mortgage in such a scenario, wages must keep pace with inflation. The good news is, history shows that wages do keep pace with inflation, albeit with a slight lag. That's because they have to. Otherwise, there would be no incentive to work. What if scenarios? I know what you're thinking. Could the government bail out the banks by passing a law that revalues my mortgage? Perhaps. In fact, Germany revalued mortgages shortly after that infamous Weimar hyperinflation in the 1920s. I even wrote an article explaining how a similar mortgage revaluation law would work in the US. However, I don't think that's likely, at least not in the United States. After all, a mortgage is a contract, and I believe that contract law will remain. And what if you're wrong, Len? What if you're just being a big worrywart and it turns out that the dollar doesn't ever collapse? Well, I still have no regrets. Here's why. Generally speaking, annual mortgage expenditures become sharply reduced over time for those with fixed-rate mortgages. Of course, the trick is in staying gainfully employed. The proportion of my paycheck spent on the mortgage steadily dropped. Actually, it plummeted from 38% in 1997 to just 3% last year. And keep in mind, that's without hyperinflation. Eventually, my mortgage payment was such a small percentage of my total income that it became an afterthought. And that gave me flexibility to allocate more income through the years for investing and buying precious metals to protect my wealth. Of course, that 3% figure was made possible via a series of cashless refinances. But even if I had kept my original mortgage, the proportion of my income devoted to my home loan would still have been just 7% of my income last year. So patience earns its reward either way. The bottom line. Don't get me wrong, there's still a lot to be said about the advantages of paying off the mortgage early. In a normal world with low inflation, modest interest rates, and a healthy financial system that rewards savers and punishes debtors, it's certainly the path I would take. Unfortunately, I don't believe that's the environment we live in anymore. You just listened to the post titled, Why Paying Off the Mortgage Early May Be a Big Mistake, by Len Penzo of lenpenzo.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. While I've heard that a mortgage is a good hedge against inflation, that hasn't been the main driver as to why I've decided not to pay mine off early. There are certainly emotional benefits to having a paid-off house, but they don't appeal to me for a few reasons. First of all, you're always going to have housing costs. Even if your mortgage is paid off, you'll pay property taxes forever and they will continue to go up. You'll also always have maintenance costs. Whether you rent or you own, whether you have a mortgage or not, you'll always pay something to live somewhere unless you're house hacking, which means you rent out portions of your primary residence and have your tenants pay your costs. I see my primary residence as a lifestyle decision, not an investment, and I want to put the bulk of my money in income-producing investments, not an asset that needs ongoing cash infusions. My stock portfolio doesn't have any requirements for additional contributions. Whether I put more money into it or not, it'll continue to grow. It's an income-producing asset. My primary residence has the opportunity to appreciate in value, but over the long term, statistics show that this appreciation typically only keeps up with inflation. So why would I want to lock up my money in this tangible asset when it could be working harder for me elsewhere? Also, my mortgage is $600 per month. It's a very reasonable cost that I can easily meet even with a loss of income or other financial hardship. If I had a mortgage that was a higher percentage of my monthly income, for many it's close to 30% or more, I would probably get more of an emotional benefit from paying off my mortgage. And that'll do it for today in another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a happy Thursday. Thank you for being here every day and listening. And I'll see you tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.